Welcome to Explore Radio. I'm Jeff St. Clair. The animals around us have long influenced our spiritual beliefs. For ancient Egyptians, the humble scarab beetle represented the passing of the sun across the sky, as well as the promise of redemption and rebirth. In this week's Explore Radio, we look at the mythology surrounding scarabs and meet a Cleveland researcher who has turned back the clock on their origins. We're in the basement of the Cleveland Museum of Natural History. Collections manager Nicole Gunter is cranking open a row of movable cabinets whose drawers hold thousands of neatly pinned insect specimens. Far in the back, we find our prize.
I'll pull out a drawer of dung beetles for you.
Dung beetles, nature's cleanup crew.
So most people don't realize how pretty dung beetles can be. So we have metallic green, metallic blue, metallic reds.
What all scarabs share is the distinctive club-shaped antenna that Gunter points out.
So it's almost like a little reindeer horn.
She's one of the world's leading experts on dung beetle evolution, but she's not alone in her passion for scarabs.
Dung beetles are fascinating. Over history, there have been lots of different cultures that have used dung beetles as gods or deities.
More than 5,000 years ago, Egyptians found inspiration for a complex theology by watching scarab beetles roll balls of dung across the desert sand.
For the Egyptians, that was symbolic of the sun moving across the sky.
Gene Kritsky teaches biology at Mount St. Joseph University in Cincinnati, and he's the author of Insect Mythology. He studied scarabs in Egypt as a Fulbright scholar. He says they believe the hardworking beetle labored to keep the cycle of days flowing for all of creation.
This is a daily reminder of the importance of the sun god of the ancient Egyptians.
Scarabs lay their eggs in buried dung balls, and adults emerge fully formed from the ground, a symbol of life's victory over death. Over time, scarab amulets worked their way into all aspects of Egyptian life. They served as messengers for mercy in the afterlife, and as everyday good luck charms.
They're like the Bic pen of ancient Egypt. They served important symbolic religious meaning, but also everyday utilitarian.
Back in Cleveland, Nicole Gunter has uncovered the even more ancient origins of the scarab beetle. Using sophisticated DNA analysis, she found that dung beetles first appeared more than 100 million years ago. That was long before large mammals they clean up after today appeared on the scene. So, what else was dropping loads of dung back then?
And of course, the only other solution was dinosaurs.
But it wasn't just any old dinosaur dung that gave rise to dung-eating beetles.
If you think about dung in general, a lot of its consistency is going to do with what is being ingested.
Gunter says something new was going in the front end of dinosaurs that made what came out the other end palatable for scarabs.
This maps really, really well to what we know about angiosperm or flowering plant diversification. So this is the time period where they started to dominate the ecosystem.
Dung beetles flourished with the rise of flowering plants. And after dinosaurs died out, they began cleaning up after mammals and have been going strong ever since. But our story doesn't end there. Gunter says Australians in particular owe a debt of gratitude to dung beetles. She says the byproducts of widespread sheep and cattle ranching made life unbearable for people down under.
There were so many flies around that you couldn't really enjoy any time outside in the summer.
That is, until the government began importing European dung beetles to tidy up the mess. From the sacred and spiritual to the down and dirty, humans have had a unique relationship with dung beetles for more than 5,000 years. Like the scarab pendant sewn into mummy wrappings, the dung beetle holds a special place next to our hearts. I'm Jeff St. Clair with this week's Explore Radio. To find out more about this and other Explore Radio topics, search Explore Radio at WKSU.org.